You're listening to a University of Minnesota Bookstore author event podcast, recorded live from our location in Kauffman Memorial Union on the U of M's Twin Cities campus. For more information on upcoming author events, please visit our website at bookstore.umn.edu.
Our guest today is Lightsey Darst. She's originally from Tallahassee, Florida. She teaches creative writing at MCAD and North Hennepin and has been a visiting writing lecturer at the University of Minnesota also. She's a dance critic and dancer who also curates a writer's salon. Find the Girl is her first collection of poetry recently published by Coffee House Press. She's got a presentation for us, and then she'll read some of her poems and answer questions. Please join me in welcoming Lightsey Darst.
Thanks. Didn't you hear? Followed her home. She didn't see him. Saw and didn't care. In his cellar, above blackberry jelly, the highest jars are flush with shorn-off women's hair. He eats them. Apples on a stick make me sick, make my heart go 246, or thought you were lucky, running with him to a mattress in the woods, and as your mood ring catches the light, your beautiful friend's body. Orange vests on, we join the search. Stumble across fields in neat rows tracking her, for the clue is dropped, and now from this black rock we fan out like starlings, our ribbon baskets alert to receive rich bones. Girls who sit like this get this, like this. His car and she watches scenery go by. Pecan stands. And if I find you, we will have only minutes for you to tell me, before the men come with their black plastic bags. She-dog nibbles a rib bone. Do you have scars? If not, the hurt is mostly imagined. As white as snow, as red as blood. I'd include more news if I knew it, for she was a thin little thing, hardly more than a peep coming from that carmine mouth. Yes, ma'am. I'd like to bite the shiny apple, please. A disease will fill the airwaves until spring, and then a girl, and then a war. And black as ebony. Mother, you had your wishes, all three. And then you die, and she is running through midnight woods, while the most beautiful woman in the world salts and peppers the heart and lungs she leaves behind. I had a long way to go. I didn't know it. Didn't know I was a girl then. Red leaves in my tangled hair, and here is the joining zone, where anyone becomes anyone else. How old were you when the winged shadow flashed between you and desire, and one organ that never ceased began pumping? Not here either. Followed the fireflies. A time-enhanced photo may be sent to all parents. The missing at age 11, crooked teeth, jumper with one strap must, last seen in the company of herself and her dreams, climbing into a semi-bound for Mexico, making her getaway, with all she has in the world packed in her snow-white lunchbox. What is lost is found, in time. A few axioms. Follow the lines. Piece the edges. What body cast that stir in the water? I've dreamed finding the women of Irish fable, the giantesses stretched on beaches near monasteries, up from the raiding sea, with 15 L's between her paps, but these bones would break my scale. Meanwhile, these. Fine weight, filigree. Please be patient. I have not yet salvaged anything from this ground. This door leads into a witch's house, glow-in-the-dark stars. While practical blackbirds smirk from power lines, girls in locker rooms shriek, blacknail voices in stellar graffiti, slut, bitch, whore, Lonnie Road girls. just a thread you can pick up and follow out to a highway or a black van, no trees for miles. Everyone dreams of intervention. I found the girl. Don't hear glory, I like to dig. I found her, wound in strips of cloth, perfumed, dry, her organs. Stomach, liver, rosebud ovaries. Sweetening in their godhead jars. I found her headless, cast in bronze and 2-ton, 16 feet under cerulean waves. I found her with shovel and toothbrush by the Green River shore, slim ulna and radius. Your charm bracelet, still. Will my kid sister know me in the blurry shot by the queenly way I turn my heel? I hope. The smell draws men fast as chain fern and copper fern, maidenhair and bindweed. These names don't forget them. They matter. I see now. The gifts are burning holes through us, just as the giver knew they would. What was I doing when it fell apart the first time? Women cupping their broken hands to catch. Sister, you told me I couldn't keep the red embroidery and clear water apart. Tell me, you spring from nowhere, love, and will peel fresh as a flower from these witching woods. Her bones mixed like several bad animals. This is not your daughter, but a heap of crows. Was she feathered? Did she survive? This line of her arm, we carefully trace as if fossil of a newfound water creature. An instrument built from her body. We made harp pins of her little finger bones, harp strings of her long yellow hair. Plays one song, hands rotted to ruby leaves, so much richer now. Oh, the wind and rain. An amethyst vein opens, bladder pots rattle, and devil's walking stick pierce me. The house of the murderer will stand, where the stream running from this crime stops singing. This is not your daughter, but a heap of crows. Was she feathered? Did she survive? Inclination of goldenrod, and sun's apex that afternoon. The bear path she unwisely tiptoed, and her rusted grommet, and the known molester in his shotgun shack, and this picture of her thighs, leaves me, cold and certain she's no more, though all we uncover is a broken branch. Oh, pinpoint only the necessary. Was she beaked? Here I have strung these crows, articulated them in the shape of a girl. Can you bury it? Will it do? I am in fields now. Dried all one yellow, so the blue of your eye will find you out, radiant as a flare above the sight of the kill, her last vision, the culvert. I could poison the aquifer. A jawbone in the rain for weeks, learning to speak your language. Or that screaming, quiet, and decorous wallpaper of roses, lavender, without thorn. Finger through these helpless pictographs, her comb, poison bottle, curve in an otherwise clear river. Let headwaters weep on me, and when I come back, I'll spare you. Yes, I'll. Merciful. As always, she smells of honeysuckle. Bright day of the finding. The 2007 Peach Queens of Clifton County welcome you to this stretch of kudzu and jackpine. I am not your impression of me, fly in amber, struggling, ruined wing. Below their smiles, a stand for pecans, the beaten trees bending, arching in neat rows. I am not the flat version. I am not the thin version. I am not the one held together with barbed wire. You can gather your own berries in these long, hot fields, the handwritten sign in blue. I am not the one hanging with one hand onto the tailgate of the black truck. I am not the bas-relief. I am not the photogenic swamp. I am not the good sister. I'm a peach queen. I'm welcoming you. That's all I'm going to read from that book. I have a little bit more that I'm going to read, though. The animation is by Lux Tupica, who's a student at IMCAD, and the from illustrations or paintings by Corinda Shane. I'll just put that away. So that was from Find the Girl, which is the book that's right there. Thank you all for coming out to a poetry reading. I'm always impressed that anyone comes to a poetry reading. So I appreciate it. Because I'm perfectly willing to read to myself. But it's much nicer to have people to read to. So, moving right along then. After I finished the book about dead and missing girls, I thought, I should do something happier. So then I started a trip through hell, earth, and paradise. And hell was very easy to write. So I'll read you a little bit of hell. It's not, I don't know. I don't think it's that bad, but you can make up your own mind. All right, it's kind of a mashup of things. So if it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, that's okay. It's not really sense-like. It's more like looking into a dumpster. All right. Pearl to ilk, as silk to six, slick surface of platinum leg and bone, shown to a liquid shield held before a face to save skin to rich, sick stitch. Each core pays for your marble floor to pour, to end an emerald age, an avalanche pauses, advances, thinks, her tinkling jewels chiseled, froze, framed. In the nicest pose in winter, unburdens our gun fodder of their fur, reveals the work under their sun-stung skin diaphanous. I was fire in several animals, tried, but stayed metal-tongued, pelt slick with gasoline, and slip, darkling, darling, beaded in arrows and steel traps. Several daggers chandeliered to those ears, a pricks, a mirror, sores, a canker, structure, suture of justice. The exchange, one who dies and one who lives, etc., is building for us all, is sorting up several symmetrical entrances to the illness. Bridge overwhelmed, sea overwhelmed, windows open on, passing through the carnival. I spend my 20s gazing in store windows, pearls big as knuckles. Incidental violence can be frozen for hundreds of years this way, this pale stone and crystal fortification. Slash is to lash, to ash, and sh. As ice unbreakable, so doth the dust destroy the diamond. A few flaws were thought nothing. Mountain of light, cut down to a dim steel overpass and a dingy city, stone of an inferior water, the images. In your glorious metropolis, a Saturday, we were murdered. Darling, I hide nothing, break up and surf. Hurt form aches, a bent arabesque, open to the snow eye, spatter, dried, signs your message. Cancerous garden seeded with gems, so nothing grows but a thin bare grass that clings to the dirty faces of spare sapphires. But all prisons. But not all rooms are prisons. But all windows. Diseased, beloved, or never there. Plate like a horse tail. Inner drawer. Got burnt up in a house fire. Flame red embraces. And all you have left. Arm of a barred spiral galaxy. Whips out past you in a spasm. An epilepsy. Of yes. Several miles of prison up. Several fragments in search of a. And outward. Not the same cruelty, not the same mercy. Centering gut, entrail to be from, mobile reliquary, head in a jar, all sudden violence, the ribcage that receives. There tumble forth rubies. And I'm going to read a few poems from Earth, which is a little bit cheerier. I do have a sense of humor, I really do. You find out later when you ask me questions, because you're going to ask me questions, right? I like that. You must help others channel their emotional turmoil into something positive. For a star is more than a verbal structure or a series of such structures. Understood nothing of the text that tears a speaker's legs below the fold. He appears, for 4 instants, severed. Understand almost nothing. Poor moan, helpless. Seems we live in an era of disasters. Series of structures, i.e. a city, unlocked. The people having left in fear of a cyclone. Invading army. Avalanche. Strange, though. It does seem to be direr here than before. A prospective durer would carve out grunting, pale horse, pale rider, riderless horse. As a horse, a symbol or substance, a city's highest tower, though all children like signs, your own destruction will never seem a sign to you. More than a series of herbal structures, i.e. a field gone gold with summer's long wait, horsemint and slash pine and rising, but now it's gone, the neuron that linked, held, a childhood neighborhood, permanently shuttered the structure as more than a map of your mind's meaningless sunderings, sparkings. A lot of these poems have a lot of collage in them, and this one is stealing a lot from the Guinness Book of World Records from 1984. It's leukemia. Each spot, each sample, each symptom. That is why they call it a symptom. It has never stirred since an appendectomy when she was six, August 1941, Chicago. It points. In our special universe, each shard of bone adds up. Even the numbers of the letters calculable, so fold them to learn why. Finding and feeling a stronger, still growing, during his final illness, tendency to dust. Stars above, aging, shedding as a landmine sheds, such a war, and you saved sometimes religious, sometimes ashes. You'll bury, like a tree, in a coffin 10 by 9, sometimes stumbles, sometimes falls to lie under the sky, flattens, listen, see, flash flood and rapid, lightning, fires, roar of thunder. No wonder you hope for tongues, await forking, a touch. If he can touch down in 7 states causing millions in damage, he can sure touch you. Catch that comet whirling, when science comes to save you, you'll stay, witnessing. That big, big man can be heard 6 miles away when he shouts at the top of his voice. Calling. Another American, still living, claims to have been born near Washington, D.C. in 1853, daughter of a freed slave, but no records are available to prove. Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Be careful when visiting this lovely place. A falls can change your life. The unknown kills you. A landslide's clarification of your relation to the garden. Look here, where we see the merely bodily resemblance fade. World's wonder turns to dust and hissing air, thusly a convict and his lovely jihad pushed through flashbulb paradise, until erased, cyst, embryo wholly effaced, yes, we all rush along an inside rib to reach the reason for the season of dust, yes, always a listener's burden, to let groans be themselves, never more man-made theories or emission of human emotion, rather than sentiments than moans. Always a listener's groan. That expressway of sighs broke off. Vehicles that quaver, laden, that collapse, that sentiments, that despair. Why? Was not I my face, my hands? Moans home among roses, man-made garden, machined Eden, closed Mondays, but millionaire and precious moss they gave after their ability unto the treasure of the work. And descended, like dark, into hearts of flame. But that is beautiful. Where did it come from? The nature of light is not suited to explanation. I just have 2 more to read here. This one is a combination of a lot of famous last words, including the last words of Alex, the African gray parrot. I haven't had champagne in a long time. Home to the palace to die. Am content, am confound, either expression is correct. Pardon me, sir, I did not do it on purpose. Codeine and bourbon, we got a bad fire, why hast thou? Fear nothing. It's very beautiful over there, beautiful, all lost, empire, body, and soul. You be good. See you tomorrow. I love you. Don't leave me. No. We are holding our own. We must be on you, but cannot see you. This is the last of Earth. The Earth is suffocating. So here it is. What is it? Can't you stop this? I can't sleep. Little cousins called back. It stopped. I want nothing but death. Get the sledge ready. I want to go see my sister. Please don't let me fall. Why not? So hard to. Kaput. I really need a therapist. I have not told half of what I saw. And just one last poem here. Central heat. That arm extended, raveling clockwise, a balance bar. Something grows out of nothing. Hate a center, depart from a center, abandon an empty center. It violates our private space and the one place we think of as our sanctuary. Lift your animal head, drink of. Always this unfastening, our wish clears out, leaving space for heaven? But not heaven. We were there once, naming, clawing ourselves. An element like arrows or rainwater shatters off your arm. Fractured, not cut diamond, is star sapphire built around a flaw. Some home invaders might have walked in your house before. Saw themselves in your mirrors. Some even claim it's a rush, that hush before you hurt or save. Suddenly sure of where you stand. Thanks. And very big thanks to you all for coming and to the bookstore for having me. Now I would be very happy to answer any questions that spring to mind. Yes.
You were writing Hell, Earth, and Paradise. Did religion play any part in that? Or like what style did you use to think about those things?
Religion does have a big part in it. Not my religion, because I'm not religious, but certainly when you're portraying Hell, Earth, and Paradise, you can't get away from religious language. So there's actually a lot of bits of the Bible in all of those poems. I don't know whether anybody noticed any of that language, but I ransacked the Book of Revelation and several other books. And it's odd that a person without a religion would be fascinated by the idea of Hell, Earth, and Paradise, and I'm not really sure where that came from. I think I was trying to write a book about everything. So I guess Hell, Earth, and Paradise is the classic definition of everything. Yeah.
So when you were writing the poems and you said you kind of pulled them from other things like Famous Last Words and the Guinness Book of World Records, how did you make that your own? Like what parts were you and what parts were drawn from other places?
Yeah, people vary a lot in how they do that. I mean, some people collage and it's just purely collage, none of them. Mostly for me, by the time it gets to a poem stage, I no longer really know what was me and what was somebody else, because it goes through a lot of intermediary stages. There's a lot of, I'll write down a whole bunch of things that interest me, and then I make something out of them, and I make something out of that. And along the way, I just keep adding more of my own. The poem that has the famous last words is actually only famous last words. There's none of my writing in there, but I sliced them up, of course, and moved them all around. I guess the shorter answer to the question is it's kind of a matter of digesting things. For me, anyway, I have to take something in for quite a while before I feel that it's mine and can use it. I'm not very quick. I'm very prolific, but I'm not a very fast writer, actually. There are a lot of different ways to have a writing process. Some people just work on one thing, 2 months, one poem. I could never do that. That sounds so boring to me. I would want to shoot myself. So for me, it's more like 2 months, write 200 poems, and then spend another year boiling them down into 40 poems, and then spend another year boiling them down some more. That's more what my process is. Yeah.
Can you talk about the relationship between your words and the artwork?
Yes. The artist is Corinne Duchesne. She's a friend of mine. We have never purposely collaborated, but we find that our work has a lot of similarities, even ongoing similarities. I mean, this work that I was showing of hers is in the past for her, just as Find the Girl is in the past for me. I mean, I finished that book in 2007. By in the past, I don't mean it doesn't interest me. I just mean it's something that I did earlier. But even our current work is going along in parallel. So it seemed really like a good combination to put those two together for me. Reading the poems along with the animation, this is only the second time I've done it, so thanks for being guinea pigs. It's a little odd because you're trying to match up with what's going on there. on the screen, and not totally literally, but, you know, I couldn't help noticing, oh, there's a great big beating heart in that painting. Maybe I should connect it with a poem that has a heart. And if you, of course you weren't following along, but if you had been, you would have been very confused because I was skipping around a lot and just reading pieces of poems. And sometimes reading pieces out of order because I'm not totally practiced with how fast it goes. So once I read half of a poem and then I read the title and then I read the other half. But of course, there's no way for you to know that. But it's kind of interesting for me to do that. And try to create some kind of relation with what's going on there. So it's a work in progress. I hope it creates some kind of resonance, which I would be curious to hear about from you all maybe later when I sit down here.
I'm just curious, what was the quote from the parrot?
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to know what the parrot said. Yeah, that's what the parrot said. The parrot said, "So long. You be good. See you tomorrow. I love you." That's the parrot. Whoops, I lost him. There's also Marie Antoinette in here. Anybody notice Marie Antoinette? She says, "Pardon me, sir, I did not do it on purpose." Apparently she stepped on the executioner's foot. Yeah, you can ask me about the rest of them later if you want. Other questions? Okay, great. Well, I'm going to sit here and I can sign things or chat more individually if you like. Thanks so much for coming. Mm-hmm.